Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, taking care of business today with Grady Simmons, who is a communications specialist in Calgary. Thanks for joining us today, Grady.
Well, thanks for having me, Mario. I look forward to chatting.
Okay, we're not going to talk about communications. We're not going to talk about the fact that we used to work together at the Calgary Herald many moons ago before we saw the light. But we are going to talk about a passion that you have, and that is a growing movement in Canada and throughout the world about cold water and dipping yourself and immersing yourself in cold water. Tell me a little bit about that, Grady. Where does this all start from and why?
Yes, it's an interesting story, I think, you know, kind of broadly with the trend itself, as well as my own personal story. So, you know, it was about just over 3 years ago. It was the height of COVID. It was sort of like the fall of 2020. I was working, like a lot of people, full time from home, which was a change for me. I was used to going downtown, going to an office every day. You know, I've always been into kind of the outdoors and exercise and fitness. I used to ride my bike downtown to work every day, year round, even during the winter, get bundled up and all that. I found, yeah, during COVID, working in my basement, I missed that, and I needed to find a new routine to kind of, you know, keep me active, keep exercising, that sort of thing. You know, I live near the river in Calgary at Edworthy Park near the Bow River, so. You know, I was out, you know, hiking or going for a run or something near the river almost every day, taking dogs for a walk, that sort of thing. But I actually just at that point in time stumbled across an interesting story, you know, a feature profile story about a guy named Wim Hof, who is he's a Dutch guy who he's in his 60s now, but he set multiple world records for cold exposure, being packed in ice, swimming in cold water, swimming under ice, as well as some other interesting world records. And he's over time, he kind of developed his own what's called now the Wim Hof method, kind of an approach to, you know, health and training. And it's a combination actually of breathing exercises, very deep breathing and kind of mindfulness exercises, as well as combined with cold training, cold exposure. And I found it an interesting story, and, you know, read about some of the benefits of cold exposure, going in cold water in particular, and just started giving it a try. And, you know, at first it's bracing, obviously. It's a bit of a shock to the system. It's not super pleasant or comfortable, but over time, if you kind of stick with it, you know, and start gradually and get to know how your body responds to cold, it becomes something that, you know, a lot of people are getting into for sort of the mental health benefits, the physical health benefits, and all that sort of thing. And I kind of stuck with it for about 2 years, actually. I did it quite regularly on my own, just by myself. And it's kind of grown into a bit of a community for me in town, too, as more people have been getting into it and that sort of thing.
So tell me, what are the benefits of putting your body in cold water outside in the dead of winter?
Yeah, it's fascinating, actually. So if you look at, and there's been a lot of medical studies done on Wim Hof himself, as well as other people, you know, but I mean, generally, you know, we know that cold has been used for forever, really. To combat things like inflammation, you know, you sprain your wrist or something like that, you put it on ice, you cold pack it to reduce the swelling and inflammation. So I think that's part of the fundamental benefits of it. You know, going in putting your whole body in water has a lot of instant reactions, kind of reflexes with your body. The cold receptors in your skin tighten up. It's almost like flexing, you know, your skin, your entire body. All at once, you go into the water, your skin sort of tightens up, the blood goes into your core, and then gradually comes back out to keep your skin and your body warm. You think of, you know, when you're a kid or when you come in from outside, when you're all bundled up, you have rosy cheeks. Well, this is like getting your entire body rosy. So it's a fascinating response that your body naturally has. And it turns out it's quite good for you. It kind of flushes all the blood and fluid throughout your body, throughout your joints. So it's very good for your joints, reduces inflammation generally. It definitely ramps up your metabolism and your immune system. So, for me personally, I've found, a lot of interesting benefits out of it in terms of I don't seem to get sick in general or as sick, when colds and flu are going around. I have a lot more energy. The kind of the hormonal boost that it gives you is really phenomenal. It's a bit of a natural high. It's they talk about a big dopamine release, dopamine response, testosterone gets boosted. So you kind of come out and it lasts, for the rest of the day. It kind of gives you a bit of a spring in your step and a glow. So I've found, for me, it's given me more energy. I don't get as many headaches as I used to get. Even like, when I used to get, fairly mild, like migraines, like Chinook headaches and stuff like that. I don't seem to get those anymore. Even little dizzy spells that I used to get don't happen anymore since I've been doing this. So it's, yeah, I don't know. I found it really, really helpful from that perspective.
All right, so you folks, I think it was over the holiday period, so we're on the news, local news in Calgary for a plunge you did in the Bow River, and I seem to recall that was one heck of a cold day. What was it, like minus 30 or what, that day where you guys did that?
Yeah, it was about minus 35, I think, that day. It was one of the coldest days during that polar vortex spell we had, whenever that was, a month or so ago. Yeah, it's funny because about a year ago, I connected with some old friends and people in my network who were just getting into trying cold plunging and going to the river. I took them to my spot, and we ended up doing it a lot last winter. And it was kind of fun for me to get into going with other people. Make it a little more of a social event at the same time. So we did a lot, and then we kind of kept with it. We went on some pretty cold days last year, and then when the polar vortex came this year, and it was so cold, we were like, should we give it a try? Should we see if we can do it safely first and foremost? And and it was a personal challenge for us for sure. We've been doing it quite a bit, quite regularly. We kind of know how to prepare, going in, getting out quickly, getting changed, all that kind of thing to make sure your skin's not out in that cold and getting frostbite. So it was a bit of a fun challenge for sure that we wanted to try.
Well, I can't imagine because you know what, I get kind of timid when I you know, say I'm at a hotel, I have a swimming pool, or if I go to the rec center in the pool, right? And the pool's cool, right? And you kind of cringe and you to go in and to step gingerly into that cold water. How do you do that? Like, how do you jump into an icy cold Bow River? Like, is it just like, you know what? Don't take it slowly, just dive right in.
It really depends on the person, it seems, in terms of how you go in or what people prefer. For me, I do like to just kind of dive in. I like to just get right in, right at the beginning, even dive in, right, put my head under and all that sort of thing. It's interesting in the winter because the water temperature doesn't really change at this point. It's always around, it's never below zero, right? Because it's because then it would be ice. So
Yeah, that's true.
you get to know after a while, you felt it so many times, I guess the pain never necessarily goes away. It always feels cold. But compared to the air temperature, it's maybe not as bad as sometimes. Sometimes it actually feels warm when you're going in the water when it's minus 35 air temperature. The water actually feels kind of warm. But it's everybody has a different approach, I think. And you kind of go in, and the thing is, after you do it regularly, I mean, for me, that's a real part of it is doing it regularly, almost every day. So you know what to expect. You know what it feels like. You don't really have that shock, and that's really what you want to avoid. You want to stay calm, focus on your breath, get through that first minute or so, and then it starts feeling better, and you really do start craving it after a while. If I don't go for a few days, I really miss it, and I kind of need it. So I don't know if I'd say addicted necessarily, but I just I find that I do crave it, that feeling, right? And so it's something that it definitely takes some training and getting used to, for sure.
So tell me, Grady, you guys have some big event coming up in Calgary. Tell us a little bit about that and what that's all about.
Yeah, it's interesting because, through the kind of network of the cold plunging community, really, I ended up meeting a guy. He's actually a European guy from France who came over to Calgary last winter to do some training. He was really starting to train for a project of his where he wants to break the world record for ice bath. It's actually for being packed in ice. It's quite a long and established Guinness World Record. And he wants to break the record, which is over 3 hours. It's 3 hours and 11 minutes being packed in ice cubes. For him, it's a personal challenge. He's a fitness trainer, a personal trainer, and a motivational coach. And he's done multiple, sort of different kinds of personal challenges over the years, always to raise awareness about certain issues. In this case, it's to raise awareness and support for people with autism because his daughter is on the autism spectrum. And so that's what it's all about. I ended up meeting him and have been helping him on this project. And now it's coming up. He's been training for about a year. And the current plan, we're planning to have an event where he'll be setting the new world record on March 9th. So it's coming up pretty soon here in Calgary because he has kind of an interesting network of friends and supporters here in Calgary. He did his coach certification at Chinook College here in Calgary a number of years ago. And he quite likes the community and wanted to do it here.
So, how much ice would you need for
It's
that?
a good question that we're still trying to figure out, actually. His name is Andre Bellaby. He has to be essentially standing in a plexiglass box that'll be filled up with ice around him. So we're looking at about a 3 foot by 3 foot square box that we have to build. He'll be standing in and then packed in ice. So it's going to be quite a bit of ice. Probably about a ton of ice is what we're going to have to use to fill up the box and make sure it stays full. So a pretty big ice supply.
So I imagine the ice will be up to here.
Yeah, it has to come up to his shoulders, just covering his shoulders before we can start the clock. So the key will be to fill up the box kind of as quickly as possible. We'll get some volunteers, some people who can help out to dump a whole bunch of ice into the box while he's standing there. We'll start the clock, and then he has to basically focus on trying to stay warm, keep his body temperature going, keep his core temperature from dropping too much, to the point where it could get dangerous and we would have to stop it. But he's been training a lot, so he's quite prepared, I think.
Again, what's the record for how long?
Yeah, current record is 3 hours and 11 minutes.
Three, holy smoke.
Yeah, it's a long time. Your body temperature can drop quite a bit there, but you get a lot of training in terms of, your body can respond to it. You build up what they call brown fat. It's a special kind of high energy fat in your body that you're actually born with. That's why babies are kind of pudgy when they come out. They have a lot of brown fat to stay warm. And you actually build that up in your body when you're exposed to the cold regularly. And it when it burns, it generates heat. So that's part of, the training and the process.
So, Grady, if anybody is interested in this whole thing, not just the event, but just in general, like, do you have a group, like a formal group, or as somebody that they can connect with?
There's some informal groups around town. I'd say, start out by maybe reading a little bit, the Wim Hof method or just cold exposure generally. There's lots out there that are credible resources, I'd say. There's a book called Winter Swimming that's written by a Danish researcher who does a lot of work on cold exposure. There are some groups. There's a group called Cold Dip Calgary on Instagram is the best place to find them. They have a meetup every Sunday afternoon at Bowness Park, usually at 1:30 p.m. And they get quite a large group coming out every Sunday afternoon for a cold dip in the bow. They do a very good job of kind of helping newcomers try it out for the first time. So that's probably the one that I would recommend the most here in town. Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Well, thanks, Grady, for joining us today, and I look forward to that event. I hope to be there and do some take some photos, maybe some video as well.
Thanks, Miro. Yeah, we're just taking care of the details now, so stay tuned and we'll let you know.
All right.
It'll be a fun event. We're trying to get a lot of people out, you know, make donations to autism and that sort of thing. So yeah, it'll be a fun one.
All right, super. Thanks, Grady. All right, that was Grady
Take care.
Simmons, who's a communication specialist in Calgary, who is passionate and has this hobby and interest about cold water and immersing oneself in cold water. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's podcast. Thanks for joining us today on Taking Care of Business.